Lately, my heart has been attentive to wanting to know exactly what words that God would have me to say. And I know this may come as a shock to some of us, but sometimes when you stand to preach, sometimes you feel like you're just giving empty words. Because when you poured out all that you can pour out, sometimes you just feel like that you're just throwing something out there and that it feels in your heart in vain. But I just want to encourage you right now and speak a word to you. It's a very quick word. As I've been seeking God, and He's quickening me, and He just wanted me just to relay this word, that the same things that we had gotten by with to get to the anointing and the Spirit of God will not be the same way that we can continue to dwell in. And I used to be able just to hold my hand up in the air and just feel God's presence just pour down on me. But as I grew up and He has matured me, I realized that there is more that God is needing from me. And to be real with you, let's get past the false reality of that we're able to handle things all by ourselves. And let's just drop our guard for a second, and let's just boldly admit that what tomorrow will bring us on our own, we cannot do. Now, we can pretend all that we want to, and we can put on the fanciest of clothes to try to hide our flaws, and put on makeup to try to hide, you know, imperfections, and we can try to have a different kind of speech that would betray what we're going through inside, and you can go through the motions of church and religion to take the appearance of that you're okay, but when it comes down to it, you'll come to a point in your life where you feel empty inside of your spirit, and you're looking for something, but you've just ran out of things you feel like that you can do and that you can pour out. And God just sent this word for me tonight just to speak this at some point in time during your week and during your life, that you have to begin to identify the shortcomings that God has to strengthen you in. And it's not something that we can just simply push aside and cover up and hide and pretend like it's all right. There's many times I have to preach on, but I want you to know I preach in pain, and I preach in sadness, and I preach in grieving, and I preach with heartbreak, and I preach in good times, I preach in bad times. Whether anybody gets a hold of it when I'm preaching it or not, I'm still preaching anyway. There's times that God is looking for the saints of God, saints who know Him, saints who know of His presence, saints who know of the gifts and callings, to begin to identify when we would begin to let down on the deep dwelling of the Spirit that's deep down in here. And I just want to send out a word to you tonight that you better be careful with how precious that it is just to know and feel His presence. Hallelujah. There will be days ahead, and I know and realize that all that we possess now will not be what we possess ahead. And you may come back to it one day the same way you're feeling now, but you're not going to just be able to get by with a hand up here and a shout here and there. But what God is looking for is the identification deep down in our spirit to say, God, I thirst. God, I lack. God, I hunger. It was the one thing that Job didn't realize in his walk and in his trials. He began to be self-righteous in the middle of what you read in that book. But towards the end, God began to question that self-righteousness. And the only thing that Job could do was realize he was wrong, that he was in lack, and he needed to begin to draw close to God again. But I just want us to have an opportunity. And you know, you never begin to build a habit and it be a part of your character unless you begin to start doing something. So I just want us to take 10 to 15 seconds right now and just identify something that has bothered us all week long. Something that's weighed heavy in your spirit. Something that is causing you to not be able to be free in the anointing. Something that whether it be a physical feeling, whether it be a mental oppression, any kind of spirit that has tried to speak to you. And now that we've thought about this and you've got it in front of you right now, for those who this is for, I just encourage you as we open up and begin to pray that you will pray with me. Now I know that we can pray in church until we're blue in the face, but when prayer comes alive is when you mix what's troubling you with some faith. So if you've identified something with me, I want you to pray right now with me. Lord God, I thank you and praise you for this opportunity that we've had to be in your presence. And God, not a time, Lord, where we stand down when you would speak to stand, God. And I know, Lord, that you're dealing with hearts in this place. And God, I just pray right now for each thing, everything that's being, Lord, placed in your care right now. Every affliction, every sickness, every oppression, every foul spirit, every disease, everything, God, then, Lord, we would be facing. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would bring, Lord, your spirit to stir within the heart and cause them to know, Lord, that you are with them. God, I pray right now that you would open up the eyes of your children so that they would see that darkness is on the brink. God, I pray right now that our hearts be ready, Lord, that our compassion be full for those who cannot see the way. God, prepare us for the services ahead. Prepare us for our tomorrows, that we be ready. God, calls us to seek you more. God, calls us, oh, to dwell, Lord, where your spirit is. God, let us get past all the petty things the devil uses each and every day. Oh, to lay aside all those weights and to come, God, where there is peace and where there is rest. Oh, just press on in. Oh, you just got to press. Oh, when you've went your last mile, oh, just take another step. When you've said the last word that you think you could say, just continue on and let God be your strength. When you feel like you've reached the end of the road, just hold your hand down and say, God, lead me. I've done all that I can. We may not see it and we may not feel it right on time, but you've got to know and believe in your heart that God is surely moving for you. Hallelujah. If you think that services that feel dry to you are bad now, imagine a day where the saints of God would come, oh, against one each other and begin to bring each other down. Imagine a day where worship cannot be free. Imagine a day where somebody would curse you because you try to bless the Lord. I want to let you know tonight, just as God is dealing with me, I said, Lord, if you speak it, I'll speak it, God. And he just wanted me to just put this out there tonight, that though we may think we know the outcomes of things, without prayer and supplication and without a standard being raised up to say, God, this is my life, this is how I live it, this is what I will do, and I will not settle for the devil. Though if we don't begin to raise up a standard in ourselves and to say, God, I'm going to do it, oh, even if it kills me, I'm going to do it. Unless we learn to press on, we will fall weary to the trouble. I thank God that he gives us words in times unexpected. I'm glad when I think that I have everything set up in life that I need to go, God just shakes it all up and puts me in the place that I need to be in. I can't always say every step I take that I know what's ahead, but I can say in faith that though I may not see it, I know that through God, he'll lead me exactly where I need to be. And he will place my feet right where they need to be. And he will supply all my needs according to his riches. And he will move in every chance that I get to obey him. Oh, I just feel such a stirring. Oh, the Spirit of God. Oh, prepare your hearts for what's out there. Prepare yourself. How, Jared, do I prepare for the unknown? It's by faith, and it's by prayer, and it's by being in continual, having the wheels turning in faith so that your mind is not led astray. There's so many things out there in this world that just make God out to be such a just a fallacy, just something that you can get by without, but I want you to know that there will be many that have this philosophy that will suffer greatly. greatly in the things to come. And hallelujah, if you're here tonight and you're still sitting here and you're hearing this preacher, I want you to know that everything has a time appointed, and I don't know when it will knock on your door, but one thing I can assure you is that if that God begins to call on your number, oh, to see where you're at, you better be ready, because sometimes I wasn't prepared and I was most miserable, but in times like these, I know when I trust in Him that no matter what goes on, that He will be there. There's many uncertainties that are about to happen in the next few months in our country. There's money that's going out and helping situations that are going to begin to decline. And if we do not begin to pray, not only for ourselves, but for the state of the things to come, I'm here to let you know that we are in great dire trouble without the protection of God and without His supply. Hallelujah. He said that you have not because you ask not. And if I ever had to say anything about our country, and I don't do this often, but if I ever had to say something that our country does not do, it's that we do not ask for the things that we really need. Hallelujah. But we've thrown God to the side, thrown Him out of public, thrown Him out of government facilities, and now we do not ask for what we truly need. And we fight for the things that we want, and it causes us to fall and to do things that you would have never expected to ever come. One thing's going to be for certain, though. If you believe and you press on, you may not see the blessing, but the blessing shall come. You may not know who it will come from. You may not know when it will come. You may not know where that you will be. The church, it's going to come. Trouble may be ahead of us, and I believe that. God would not deal with different individuals to not know what's ahead. And if you ever wanted to ever shout out in complaint that you never heard a word that said, get ready, this is your word tonight. I want to get right to the point so you'll use exactly what God's speaking right now. Prepare yourself for what is ahead. Prepare yourself for what is ahead. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. Prepare yourself for what is ahead. There may be people that start to come against you that you never thought would do it. But if you're prepared, they may take you for all you've got. But there's one thing they cannot take. It's the one thing that will pull you up and out of it and send you on your way. People may steal your song, and you might not have the willpower to sing anymore. And I've been there. Brandon, I've been there. I've sang all my life. I've played music all my life and lost the willpower to sing. Lost the willpower to open up the Bible and say, God, speak to me. Lost the willpower all the way down to the bottom where I lost the willpower to live. But I want you to know that you can even get to where you don't want to live. But there's still one thing that the devil cannot take. You could be most miserable, and there still be hope for you. Prepare yourself for what is out there. Your loved one may not be ready. They may not be ready. And I just encourage you just to tell them. You don't have to open up the Bible and debate whether they need salvation or not. You just have to speak what God gives. There's been some times in the Bible where He spoke to a man and said, go and anoint him, for he is the one that's going to be king. And this guy was so shy, he literally ran in, did the job, and ran out. And that was all that he had to do. And sometimes it takes on funny appearances. And sometimes it'll be services like this when we're not expecting our move to be on the way. Prepare yourself. How do we prepare? Well, there's two things that the Bible talks about when you need to overcome very powerful situations. For the first is, of course, prayer. It's one thing that we all can do. We all do it differently. But it's the one thing that you can always find that will work for you. The second thing the Bible talks about is fasting. Or another way to say that is to deny yourself. Now, I know that a lot of people, they love to fast food. And I believe in that with all my heart. But let me just preach on this just for 10 seconds. There are some things that if we would just deny ourselves that bring us down, you would find yourself already closer to God without having to do 20 cartwheels in the church house. A little bit of self-denial goes a long way. One thing I learned a long time ago is the cell phones can wait, and the internet can wait, and your social status can wait, and the phone call and the text about how upset you are can wait. And if you just took an opportunity just to deny yourself the pleasure of feeling fulfilled in you, whatever that may be for you, you would see God's power rise up in your life. So, I mean, let's just talk about tomorrow. I know this is very strange. Let's just talk about tomorrow. And we all go to bed and we get up and, man, I can't believe I look like that in the mirror. And got to get up and prepare, and we take a shower, and we may shave, or some of us may use a straightener. Some of us may use curling irons. Some of us may have a crimper, what have you. Some of us may do mascara. Some of us may do not. I don't. I just want you to know. But then you step out and you go to do the first thing that happens. Usually within just the first little bit, the same thing that tried to plague us yesterday is still the self-same spirit that feels its dominion and feels like it has control on you another day. But if you prepare your heart, and Mike Griffith preached a message here one time about seeking him early. Man, it's so true. When you prepare, then they may call you and scorn you. You may read somebody might write on your wall and just throw down on you, and I can't believe it. Doesn't matter. When you're prepared, there is no weapon formed against you that'll prosper. That word is only true if you are prepared for the weapon at hand. The Bible talks about the armor of God. You could preach 6 sermons on the armor of God, yet we go out without wearing it and being prepared. So we're more hurt than we should be. We're more slothful than we should be, and we're definitely not ready to witness like we could. You know, a little while back, I never expected that, you know, my wife would ever have anything wrong with her health-wise, and then all of a sudden something just comes up, and you just don't ever see it coming. I never thought that the enemy would ever attack my health. I work out, do all that I could, and all of a sudden migraines were just trying to plague me from ever feeling like that I could do anything. You just don't know what may be ahead of you. And you have to prepare for the things to come. We never thought that we were going to be down one job because she wasn't able to do. We weren't prepared, but yet God still made a way. And now that we've learned and learned from the experience that if we lose something, we know we can still make it. Why? Because we put away all the money we're making? No. But because we're prepared for what's ahead. The Word of God talked to our nature as saying to not let the sun go down on your wrath. If there's anything that we hold harness in our heart that hinders our spirit, it keeps us from being prepared for what's ahead. And let me tell you, if you're trying to do something for God and you want to come in and be on fire and obedient, if you let all that stuff beat you up all week, go ahead and try. And it will be the hardest thing that you ever go through. But try preparing yourself and see how much more strength that you would have than if you would try to do it all beat up. You wouldn't run a marathon if you were beaten half to death. The only thing that you could do is lay down and suffer. And God did not have us in all be here today that we would just suffer. The Bible says that there's a way, a truth, and a life. It also says that it's a way of escape or a way out when we see no way. But you got to prepare yourself. This is not my normal way of doing things. This is not how I normally preach. But I wanted us to make sure that we heard it and that we get a hold of it. This is for everybody in here, youngest to oldest. You can pray and you can be prepared. And for the things you're seeking God to do or things you want to do, ask God and let His will be done. Sometimes the things that I received and begged for, I wasn't ready for. Suffered greatly because I thought I was ready. I didn't actually learn how to really help in pastoring or help in preaching. You know, you ask for something, and then when you get it, and it wasn't really what you were ready for, great suffering comes with that. So just be prepared for what's coming. I don't know what it is for you, but I know that things are definitely in a state in our country, in our towns, and in our lives where our hearts need to be prepared every day. And I love you all, and I encourage you right now. Don't let up. Just keep going and press on, because your day's coming, and the Lord wants to see that you're ready. He doesn't want us dragging in here and suffering through church. He doesn't want us just dragging in here and just dreading even just to worship. He wants it to be a pleasure, something you enjoy. But if you're so beat up from everything else, it's hard to enjoy, right? It feels dreadful. It feels pressing down. Man, I've been in so many services like that. That's why I am the way I am today. I'm as radical as God will let me, because I'm fighting tooth and nail to get past all the dry times and to get people to realize that you are empowered to be anointed. You are empowered to do great things. And if you seek God, He will prepare you. And that when you come through, you'll have a dance in your step, and you'll have a shout in your voice, and you'll be ready to handle more than what you were in your past. You know, today, what me and Angel talked about a little while back, she said, "Do you ever think about drugs anymore?" You know, just talking about it. I said, "You know, it's not something that crosses my mind." You know, some people confess that they still have those desires and still have, you know, the want for something. But, you know, when God delivers you from something, you are truly free. And it's something now today that has propelled me to the next step in life. You know, I'm not dwelling back there in the suffering of my addiction. I'm living in the present of my deliverance. He's wanting us to learn to do that in greater things. If he moved for you, whether it was 10 years ago, there was people in the Bible that waited 90 years just to have a kid. So if you think that a couple weeks is an eternity, sometimes God will see just how patient that you are. But just be prepared, church, and be ready. Because the Bible talks about this, and it's prophetic, and it's spiritual, and it's literal in any way that you want to interpret this. In the hour that you will think not, the Son of Man will come. However you want to interpret that is up to you. But there will be days when we'll be called upon to see, when the Son comes for us, where we stand. Are you blessed tonight? Amen. Does anybody have anything you want to share before we dismiss?